God told me to do this first. And it goes with the unclean spirit thing we did that Tuesday night. And so this will be the ending to that. But it's really powerful. And some people have been talking about it and looking at it and thinking about it. But it's that Moloch spirit that we did that one night, but we didn't really get into it. So I studied it a little bit today, and God gave me a word that it's a really big spirit in our country, M-O-L-E-C-H. This spirit was a god of the Ammonites, and the Ammonites always intermingled with Israel, if you follow their history. And so this spirit likes to intermingle with the children of God. It likes to come in and cause mixture and pollution. And this deity was about sexual sin and how an abortion and that whole thing that God, you know, despises and that Satan loves to bring forth. And so we can see that in the church today. We can see it in America. And it's a spirit that really comes in to pollute what God calls holy so that God can't keep blessing the nations that give into that spirit. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. And Father, just in obedience to you tonight, Lord, we're just going to deal with this first and then go on to do the things that you have for us to do. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So I want you to turn with me, because this is a lot of Bible, to Leviticus like 18 and 20. This is, if you ever thought God was a prude and didn't know all the things that were going on in secret, all you had to ever do was turn to Leviticus 18, and you would know that wasn't true, starting at the beginning. Now, when you hear this list of things God does not want you involved in, and you start to think about America and cable television and the things that are done in secret, Jehovah said to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, I am Jehovah your God. You shall not do according to the doings of the land of Egypt in which you lived. You shall not do according to the doings of the land of Canaan to which I'm bringing you. Nor shall you walk in their statutes." So God is saying, I want a people set apart from what the world does. And he's going to list some of the things that the spirits in the world cause people to give into, the kind of sin. These are pretty big ones. "You shall do my judgments, and you shall keep my statutes to walk in them. I am Jehovah your God. And you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live by them. I am Jehovah. None of you shall draw near." Okay, here he's saying, "None of you shall draw near to any relative of his flesh to uncover their nakedness. I am Jehovah." He's saying, don't sleep with your relatives. God is saying, do not sleep with your relatives. It's something that happens in the world. It's something that the enemy wants you to do. He wants to bring forth that perversion. I think one of the reasons the enemy does that is because when you have intimacy with the Lord, it's a pure and holy thing. And it's not at all sexual, but it's very much a oneness and a unity of spirit to spirit. And God was saying, this is not something that I'm allowing on the earth. I think Satan likes incest because he wants to counterfeit us being able to be one with the Lord. You know, when you look at Song of Songs, it's kind of interesting. The way you know that it's Jesus is because she's talking about her lover being her brother. And the only brother that we can all have who can be our lover and woo us is Jesus. And so God is setting it up in the old covenant to say, this stuff is not allowed. Because oneness with the love of our souls is not perverted. It's not unclean. But Satan likes to come in and say, let me have some demonic things going on using incest. And try to make it so detestable that people will not be able to be one with the Lord. Or see themselves as the bride of Christ. And also see him, you see yourself as his bride, you see yourself as his sister or his brother, you see him as father. God is all relationships. But he's the only one who has that position and has that authority. And if it wasn't for the fall, none of us would think anything about it. We would be led by the Spirit of God and there wouldn't be all this confusion and perversion. He says, okay, You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Now, what is some of the other translations? I know the other one I said just said sleep with them or have intercourse with. I think that's what the one I had looked at earlier. This one says, none of you will approach a woman who is closely related to him to have intercourse with her, for I am the Lord. You will not have intercourse with your father or your mother. She is your mother. You will not have intercourse with her. So that's the way that is translated in the New Jerusalem Bible. And like I said, I'm using the literal translation. And so when you hear the word uncover, their nakedness, that's what it's talking about, which is pretty direct. 7, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. 8, you shall not uncover the nakedness or sleep with your father's wife. It is the nakedness of your father. And that is talking about if you have a stepmother. See, we thought America invented all this sin. It's been around a long, long time. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother, born at home. Or born away, you shall not uncover their nakedness. So it's saying he's really coming against the whole idea of incest. These things are forbidden. And so if Satan can bring these things into your life, he can really cause you a lot of anguish and torment and harm. Okay, 10, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. So grandchildren, you shall not uncover their nakedness, for theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife, begotten by your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. So stepsisters, stepbrothers, God is basically being very clear. Any relationships that are within that family, where there's any of the same bloodline, and even if there's not the same bloodline, because you can have a stepsister or a stepbrother, that came into the family, but God's saying, you stay away from anyone who is considered a relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, aunt, and aunt, for she is your mother's relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, so an uncle. You shall not draw near to his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, it is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. You shall not undertake to uncover her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. They are relatives. It is wickedness. You shall not take a wife with her sister to vex her, so you put a curse on her, to uncover her nakedness besides the other in her lifetime. You shall not draw near to uncover the nakedness of a woman in her menstrual impurity. You shall not give your semen to your neighbor's wife by laying with her, for uncleanness is with her. So he's talking about adultery here. He's talking about someone else who's married. God is really very blatant in saying what not to do. He's not afraid of sex. He's not like he's going, oh, I didn't come up with that. He's the one who invented it. He's the one who created it, and he knows how it's supposed to be used. You shall not give your seed to pass. Okay, now listen to this. You shall not give your seed to pass them through to Moloch, nor shall you pollute the name of your God. I am Jehovah. Moloch, if you study more on it, was a god who required the people to sacrifice their children in fire. And it would be equivalent to abortion. It would be also equivalent to birth control that caused abortion. Not all birth control causes abortion. But any birth control where you get pregnant, in other words, where there is an embryo, where there is an embryo, there is life. And any kind of birth control that destroys that is also the spirit involved. So this is a spirit that wants to destroy that which God calls holy. And it wants to be in charge of life and death. You know, you start to look at this being thrown in here with all these perversions. I really believe the connection is that spirit of Moloch, which also is the same root word that you get molestation from. Satan has set up all these unclean situations so that he could cause people to have abortions because of the shame. You think this stuff doesn't happen today? It does. I went to Alabama and sat in a church, and this young lady was sitting beside me, And she was very quiet, and she shared some. And she just told me, she didn't know me from anyone. She sat there and she said, my father has raped me. He's been raping me for years, and I'm pregnant. And she wanted to kill herself. And so I prayed with her. I told her she needed to go tell her pastor. They had a wonderful pastor at the church. And she said she was scared to tell her pastor because she was scared her father would then kill the pastor if he found out that anyone knew. And she was really beside herself with this shame and not knowing what to do. I just prayed for her. There wasn't anything I could do. I was only in town for 3 days. But I really encouraged her to go talk to her pastor, not live in fear, that God could protect her and the baby. And that this man, I think she was only like 17 years old. And so we think this kind of thing doesn't happen. This kind of thing happens. And it's happened to different people who've come through our doors. 22, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a woman. It is a perversion. So God is talking about homosexuality. 23, you shall not give your semen with any animal for uncleanness with it, and a woman shall not stand before an animal to lie down with it. It's a shameful mixing. Satan has caused people, even people in the church, to do some horrible things. And when people get that spirit of perversion, and they're just going after instant pleasure, people have done all kinds of things. People have been forced into things. People have willingly done these things, not knowing they were wrong, because we live in such a reprobate society. And then with the junk you see on TV and all, there was a situation with someone that we knew, my husband and I knew, where the little girl was in a pretty decent daycare. And another child had saw a movie, which was a movie most people think is harmless, but the whole movie, it was a rated G movie or PG, but the whole movie was about animals sniffing each other and licking each other and all this kind of stuff. And there was a spirit of perversion on this movie. And I'm not going to say the name because I don't really care to have a lot of lawsuits. But this movie was very popular, and it was a movie a lot of people thought was really funny. And one of the people who stars in this movie is pretty well known for being in some perverted stuff. Anyway, social services got called in because this just happened a couple years ago. Their little 5-year-old was in the bathroom with another little girl who was like 7, and that little girl was acting like she was a doggy and was having her tongue in places it shouldn't have been. And the teacher walked in and caught him, thank God. And it started an investigation by social services because that kind of behavior just shouldn't happen. And we don't know about the one little girl who initiated it. There could have been abuse in her family because they packed up and left town overnight when social services got involved. But the other little girl I know comes from a decent home and has never seen pornography or that kind of thing. And they really felt like it was from watching this movie that she allowed it to happen because she thought they were playing, you know, like the animals that they kept making fun of on this movie. So I'm just saying and unless they go and get her free from the spirit, this is going to torment her. And they don't understand this stuff. They're not spirit-filled believers. And so there's not much you can do. I did ask them if I could pray for her, and they kind of let me, so I just broke the power. But I didn't even know about this spirit at that time. But something that innocent, what seems that innocent but is so perverted and set up by Satan, could put the spirit of Moloch, the spirit of perversion, to come against that child. To if she gives into lesbian, becomes a lesbian later on, or gives into unclean things, and they're going to wonder, how did that happen? It's because the spirit was released in what seemed to be an innocent way, as far as the kids knowing what they were doing, but it was still perverted. And that's where it's really important to have really good communication with your kids and be able to know how to do an inner healing and do a deliverance and pray. And I did pray for this little girl back then about against unclean spirits and this kind of thing. And anyway, and the enemy just really, you know, just comes in to cause all kinds of stuff. They did take her out of that school. But you're not always going to be able to protect anybody all the time. You really need to pray. You need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and be led by the Spirit. And so I'm saying this to say some people open up to this without even being sexually abused in their home. But something else comes along to open them up to the Spirit, especially in the society. And we need to be really careful what we allow our children to watch. And we also need to be careful to teach them, you know, don't let anyone, you know, touch you or do these kind of things. And it's sad, this was a totally innocent family that have been attacked by this. And so we're not saying what had to happen to people, but this stuff is happening. Do not defile yourself with all these. For with all these the nations have been defiled, which I am casting out before you. And the land is defiled, and I will visit its iniquity on it. And the land is vomiting out those living in it. And you shall keep my statutes, my judgments, and shall not do any of these disgusting acts, neither the native nor the alien who is staying in your midst. So God says, if you have someone staying with you, living with you, visiting you, you make sure that they live a clean life. Do not allow people who give in to these kind of spirits to live in your home. That's what he's saying here. He's saying you need to really guard your home. You need to be serious about who stays under your roof. So there is nothing wrong with if you have family members who want to come and stay with you and they practice sexual immorality or perversion, then you really need to be led of the Spirit to even let them stay in your home. You can certainly put them up and pay for the hotel. You can certainly make sure that they don't give in to unclean acts in your home. You always, if you read some of the Dear Abbeys or whatever, there's always the questions like, well, when my child, you know, they come home with their live-in, can they stay in the same house? No. No. You may not even want them to come home. I had a friend, and I admire her for this. She's a very strong Christian, her and her husband, and one of their sons, because he didn't understand everything on inner healing, and he had some things. He was her son from a first marriage, but he's a really nice kid. But he started getting into drugs, and he started getting into some junk, and they kicked him out in 1 minute. 17 years old, and he was on the streets. And they just said, "We love you, but you're not bringing us into the house, and you're not bringing us around your sister." And so he went and lived with a grandparent for just a short time. Do you know what? Totally, because they were tough with it, totally turned him around, and he totally repented and gave up that entire lifestyle because they didn't play around with it. They're like, if you want to mess up your life, you mess it up, but you're not messing up your sister's life. You're not bringing this stuff into this house. And we need to really get serious about having houses that are holy.